Hu Jiangsheng works in the business department of China Post branch in Zhejiang province. He says that a new air freight route has given a boost to their ability to meet the needs of their customers trading with Russia.
There are few domestic flights to Novosibirsk. Winter is often our peak season. We used to refuel to reduce the load. The airline is the most efficient way to extend our operating times in eastern or central Russia. It has given a boost to our transport capacity.
Wang Deben is the deputy director of the Zhejiang Postal Administration. He says the flight has accelerated the development of cross-border export businesses and facilitated almost $300 million in trade for Zhejiang.
下一步，我们仍还积极推动国际货运航线。Next
step is for international freight routes to be developed, marketed, and normalized. We're also supporting Shunfeng to launch routes from Hangzhou to the Americas.
The development of a growing number of air freight routes have helped to connect China with the world and has fostered cross-border e-commerce businesses. At the same time, a growing volume of international commodities are coming into China by air. Zhu Zhangyao is the general manager of China Post Zhejiang branch.
We will develop cross-border import business with Russia by making use of the freight space in the return trips. The high quality and a low price of Russian agricultural and sideline products have been recognized by Chinese consumers, so the potential for growth in the business is huge. The air routes will help to promote the strategy for optimizing imports and exports.
China Post is working with countries taking part in the Belt and Road Initiative to develop the express delivery network. The State Post Bureau of China recently launched its Air Express Hub project, which will see the construction of the Asia's first major air freight hub. For CRI, this is Li Yi.